You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production. The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
Indeed, it is a very good morning, boys and girls. Welcome to our midweek program. Yes, it is Wednesday, so we say WTW, don't we? Of course we do. Welcome to Wednesday. It is the 5th of July. We're whipping through the month already. It almost happened. 5th of July, Wednesday, and we've got a birthday for you today. If you are an indulger in Graham crackers, well, it's happy birthday to the Reverend Sylvester Graham, born in 1794. He was the American dietary reformer, and to best day, best known as the father. You've got it, Graham crackers.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Good morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hit.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Like,
oh, so bad.
Everywhere I go, they be like,
oh, so bad.
Woo.
Jerry D.
There we go, yes. So we started off this morning with Bruno Mars, 24K Magic, following on here, Mr. George Harrison, and Got My Mind Set on You. It wasn't originally by George Harrison, it was a song written and composed originally, well, by Rudy Clarke, and originally recorded not by her but by James Ray. That was in 1962 under the title I've Got My Mind Set on You. George Harrison, though, he brought that out 25 years later. Now, the first time he heard the song was during a visit to his sister in the United States. That was in 1963, 5 months before the Beatles first appeared on the Ed Sullivan Show. His sister lived in the countryside of Illinois. While there, Harrison visited record shops and bought a variety of albums. One was James Ray's 1962 album that contained the song I Got My Mind Set on You. Now you know. Now for some pulp. Disco 2000.
Pop!
There we go. Yes, that is Pulp and Disco 2000. If you keep an eye on time, we're about, well, we are 15 and a half minutes after 7 o'clock this morning. So, well, I guess it's time to get you in the shower on your way, don't you think? I think so. Talking of showers, I went out and I bought a new water heater the other day. Our gas one, well, whenever you shower, you get about 5 minutes of hot water, then it goes cold. So I bought a new one. The new one, well, it's different.
It's electric.
You can't see it.
It's electric.
You gotta feel it.
It's electric.
Ooh, it's shocking.
It's electric.
Figure I make the she's a moving lady.
So there we go. I bought myself a little electric water heater. The gas pump's a pain in the... Never mind. Right, well, out you get then. And off to wherever it is you're going on this Wednesday morning. Yes, it is Wednesday, July the 5th, if you've just woken up. Welcome to The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D, here on 89.3 Cool FM. We don't have Andreas today. No movie review today. He's got a business meeting this morning, so he's unable to join us. Guests coming in, though, in the last hour, two, in actual fact, from the band Las Vegas. We've got Lisa Palm coming in, the vocalist, and Nano, the drummer. They're coming in less than the last hour today. They brought out a new single. I played it about 4 or 5 times last night. Just goes to show, I think it's pretty good. This is Cool in the Gang. Victory's the name of the track. Victory. Right, a couple of good mornings. Very good morning to Mary Lou. She was with us bright and early this morning, and she's wishing everybody a great Wednesday. Also out there in Athens in Greece, yes, we've been following the stories of Renee and Rick, especially with the girls over there visiting. And she says, today says, Renee says, good morning, safe and sound back in Athens. We had a quick and fun little 4th of July celebration with the kids last night. It's been over 4 years since we've all been together for the 4th, and the kids are off to the beach today. Oh, that's nice. Well, why not? They're on holiday. While I tackle a mountain of laundry. Why not? Somebody's got to do their washing. Could you please play I'm Gonna Be 500 Miles by the Proclaimers?
When I wake up, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who wakes up next to you. When I go out, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. If I get drunk, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who gets drunk next to you. And if I haver, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who's havering to you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more to be the man who walked 1,000 miles to fall down at the door. But I'm working, yes, I know I'm gonna be the man who's working hard for you. And the money comes in for the work I do. I'll pass almost every penny on.
There we go again. It goes to Renee this morning while she's doing her washing, and that is the Proclaimers and going to be 500 miles. Right now, let me see the time on the breakfast show. Time for us, well, take a little break. We'll be right back.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Smoking Bros Barbecue Taste and Flow, and its variety of dishes prepared with flow, directly from their lab and mixing bench. Try Smoking Bros Rockstar Burger, the Aguacate Premiao, and our famous Tomahawk, the Arizona 21. You can also enjoy wings, the Yucatan, and the...
Sorry, I'm just eating one while recording.
Smoking Bros Barbecue Taste and Flow. Your mouth will water. Follow us at Smoking Bros Panama. We're located in Tumba Muerto, City Plaza, Dorado.
Is your car in need of a quickie? Car Service Express. Absolutely. They will do any of these for you. 30-point inspection for your car. Oil and oil filter change. Change the air filter. Change the cabin filter. Change any kind of other fluid as well, like coolant, brake, transmission and power steering. And they'll balance and rotate your tyres. And if you've got one that doesn't rotate because it's flat at the bottom, they'll fix that too. Car Service Express. 648-14281. Give them a call. 648-14281.
In Albrook Car Service Express.
Entonces, nos vemos mañana.
No puedo, cena familiar.
¿Pasado?
No, tengo examen en la U.
¿Semana que viene?
Ay, no.
¿El 15?
Tengo depilación.
¿El 17?
Uf, me voy para la playa.
¿Y si mejor lo hacemos ya?
Obvio, ¿por qué no?
Vamos.
Gordon's, ¿te apuntas? Cuando maneje, no tome. DrinkIQ.com.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
And indeed, and let's take a look, shall we, some of the international news headlines for this morning and also some of the business news as well. A Ukrainian counteroffensive against Russian forces has been, particularly fruitful. Fruitful in the past few days, and Ukraine's troops are fulfilling their main tasks, a senior security official said on Tuesday. The comments by Olesiy Danilov, Secretary of Ukraine's National Security and Defense Council, were Kiev's latest positive assessment of the month-old counterattack, although Moscow has not acknowledged Ukraine's gains. Russia and Ukraine on Tuesday accused each other of plotting to stage an attack on the Russian-held Zaporizhzhia nuclear power station, long the subject of the mutual recriminations and suspicions. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said that he told his French counterpart Emmanuel Macron about Russian dangerous provocations at the plant in southeastern Ukraine. At least three people were killed and eight wounded in a mass shooting in Fort Worth, Texas. This was after a local festival official said on Tuesday in the latest incident of gun violence around the 4th of July holiday. The shooting took place just before midnight on Monday in a parking lot, police confirmed on Tuesday. Well, 10 people have been killed and 38 wounded in mass shootings in Philadelphia, Baltimore and Fort Worth. This was ahead of the 4th of July holiday, officials have said, prompting a fresh call from President Joe Biden to pass gun control legislation. And Monday, 3rd of July, was the hottest day ever recorded globally, according to data from the U.S. National Centers for Environmental Prediction. The average global temperature reached 17.01 degrees Celsius, that's 62.62 Fahrenheit, surpassing the August of 2016 record of 16.92 degrees Celsius. That would have been 62.46 Fahrenheit, as heat waves sizzled around the world. The southern United States has been suffering under an intense heat dome in recent weeks. In China, an enduring heat wave continued with temperatures above 35 degrees Celsius, and that's 95 Fahrenheit. North Africa has seen temperatures near 50 degrees Celsius. That's 122 Fahrenheit. And a rare summer storm with winds of up to 145 kilometers, that's 90 miles an hour, hit the Netherlands on Wednesday, causing at least one death as people across much of the country were told to stay indoors and travel was severely disrupted. A 51-year-old woman died in Haarlem after a tree fell on the car that she was in, according to local police. Palestinians returned to the scarred streets of Jenin on Wednesday after Israel extended an unusually intense 48-hour raid, some of them preparing heroes' funerals for the dead while others set about repairing the 75-year-old refugee camp. Paving had been churned up by armoured bulldozers, causing a water pipe to burst and leaving sodden gullies of rubble that residents, many of whom had holed up at home or evacuated as a precaution, traversed with a grim and businesslike gait. China export controls on metals used in semiconductors are just a start, an influential Chinese trade policy advisor said on Wednesday, as Beijing ramps up tech fight with Washington days before a visit from U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen. Shares in some Chinese metals companies rallied for a second session as investors bet that higher prices for gallium and germanium, which Beijing's export restrictions target, could boost revenues. Apple Inc. infringed two telecommunications patents used in devices including iPhones and iPads, London's Court of Appeal ruled on Tuesday, dismissing the tech giant's appeal in a long-running dispute with a U.S. patent holder. Texas-based Optis Cellular Technology, LLC, sued Apple in 2019 over its use of patents, which Optis says are essential to certain technological standards such as 4G. London's High Court ruled last year that two of Optis' 4G patents were so-called standard essential patents and that Apple had infringed them. European shares, they fell on Wednesday as fresh data pointed to China's faltering economic recovery as well as slowing services sector activity in the Eurozone, stoked concerns about a sharp hit to global growth. The pan-European Stoxx 600 index was down 0.4%, that was by 8.23 GMT, following a quiet session on Tuesday when the US markets were closed for Independence Day. Oil benchmark Brent edged lower on Wednesday as concern over global economic slowdown overshadowed supply cuts announced this week by top crude supporters Saudi Arabia and Russia. Brent crude was down 16 cents or 0.2% at $76.09 a barrel. That was by 10.45 GMT today, after falling more than $1 earlier in the session. The benchmark closed with a $1.60 gain on Tuesday. U.S. West Texas Intermediate crude, that traded at $71.22. That's up $1.43 or 2.05% from Monday close. And that's it. There's our look for this morning. Those are some of the stories in the international news and some of the business news for today as well. Just bearing in mind, of course, yesterday the US markets were closed for the 4th of July celebrations. called Lies, and it's by Sir Elton John. Time on the Breakfast Show, if you are keeping an eye on the time, we're exactly 17 and a half minutes, and that's before the hour of 8 o'clock. And top of the hour, we'll take a look at some of the local news for you this morning. As I mentioned earlier, no Andreas this morning, no movie review. He's got a business meeting, which obviously is very important. So he won't be with us. Last hour today, we're going to have Lisa Palm and Nano. That's Lisa, the vocalist, Nano, the drummer for the band Las Vegas. They've got a new single out. I think it's very good, but that's just me. So that's coming. Of course, we will be checking in with Ingrid as well for our everyday story of country folk, and also check in and see how Yas is doing, what she's going to be doing during the course of today. Now let's move over to South London. Good morning. This is good morning to Paul. Paul and Maria Dixon over there. Good morning to you, Paul. Great to hear from you. You asked if we could play a piece of music for you. Going back, I think, 1973, I think. It is Deep Purple. Yes, Deep Purple and Smoke on the Water. there we go. Gosh, yes, that brings back memories. Deep Purple there, and Smoke on the Water. It was released on their studio album, Machine Head, in 1972. Chronicles, by the way, the 1971 fire at Montreux Casino. In 2004, publication, by the way, by Rolling Stone magazine, Smoke on the Water was ranked number 434 on the list of the 500 greatest songs of all time. Total Guitar magazines that ranked Smoke on the Water number 4 on its greatest guitar riffs as well. Greatest guitar riffs ever. And March in 2005, Q magazine placed the Smoke on the Water number 12 on its list of the 100 greatest guitars. So it was on the Machine Head, came out as a single. That was, let me see, yeah, that was a single. 1973 was that when that was released. On the B-side, it was the same thing. But live. Right, somebody else who has a birthday today, that happens to be the 5th of July. And we're going to go back to the year 1810. Phineas T. Barnum was born on this day back in 1810. American showman, businessman and entertainer, remembered for promoting celebrated hoaxes and for founding the circus that became the Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus. Could he be the greatest showman?
Ladies and gentlemen, wait for... You've been searching in the, through the floor. And buried in you can't ignore. Taking your breath, stealing your mind. And all that was real is left behind. Don't fight it, it's coming for you, running at you. It's only this moment, don't care what comes after. Your fever dream catches you getting closer. Just surrender cause you feel the feeling taking over. It's fire, it's freedom, it's flooding open. It's a preacher in the pulpit and you find devotion. There's something breaking at the brick of every wall. It's holding all that you know. So tell me, do you want?
Yeah.
And there we go, Hugh Jackman and cast there of The Greatest Show, the name of that track. Love it. Right, a couple of things just to remind you about. As I mentioned, coming in the last hour of this morning's program, we got Lisa and Nano coming in from the band Las Vegas. And just to remind you that other friends of ours, the Filtro Medusa band, and now for the first time in Panama, the rock band and the Panama Philharmonic are getting together. They're going to join forces in a groundbreaking concert on the 22nd of July. Filtro Medusa, a Panamanian rock band, invites you to join them at the Teatro Nacional, where they will be performing their greatest hits alongside the Panama Philharmonic Orchestra. This unique musical fusion of rock and philharmonic promises an unforgettable experience. So get your tickets at Panama Tickets and don't miss out. The prices range from $17 to $43. That's going to be a great night. You know what I'm like with these philharmonic and symphonic versions. Now, today is Wednesday. No, so looking for the perfect Wednesday night plan? Enjoy gossip nights. Yes, gossip date with your friends at Smoking Bros, the barbecue taste and flow. They're located in Tumbo Muerto in City Plaza in Dorado, and make the most out of our 2-for-1 sangrias and gins. Why not? What a great idea. Don't miss out their Gossip Nights 2-for-1 deal as well. Following them on Instagram at Smoking Bros Panama. All right, check it all out at Smoking Bros Panama. So there's something you could be doing tonight if you're going that sort of dating night. Look out for the lady in red.
You and me, it's where I wanna be. Well, I
There you go. Can't finish that song without a little I Love You in the end. The Lady in Red, of course, Christa Berg, released 20th of June back in 1986. It was the second single from the album Into the Light, and responsible for introducing his music to a mainstream audience worldwide. Now, the song was written in reference to his wife, Diane, who used to come and watch him perform at his parents' hotel. It was released on the album, Say Into the Light, and it's also, by the way, on the British TV series, This Is Your Life. Christa Berg said that the song was inspired by the memory of when he first met Diane, and how men so often cannot even remember what their wives were wearing when they first met. Then let's go there. The beauty of technology today, of course, is that you've normally got a picture of it somewhere. Anyway, this brought us to the top of the hour.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3.
You up every morning,
Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
Smoking Bros Barbecue Taste and Flow, and its variety of dishes prepared with flow directly from their lab and mixing bench. Try Smoking Bros Rockstar Burger, the Aguacate Preñal, and our famous Tomahawk, the Arizona 21. You can also enjoy wings, the Yucatan, and the
Sorry, I'm just eating one while recording.
Smoking Bros Barbecue Taste and Flow, your mouth will water. Follow us at Smoking Bros Panama. We're located in Tumba Muerto, City Plaza Dorado.
Have you ever taken your car for maintenance and been told to come back within less than 5,000 kilometers or 3 months? The secret is in using good quality oil and an original filter. At Valley Motors, we guarantee high quality oil and a thorough inspection during every maintenance check, better than you would get at the dealership. This means a longer lifespan for your car, and you won't have to spend money every 3 months. You can go up to 6,000 kilometers with semi-synthetic oil and up to 10,000 kilometers with full synthetic oil. Give us a call or WhatsApp us on 64310419. Got that? 64310419. Valley Motors. We'll keep you running.
Valley Motors.
Are you also sick of that same old love? Those same awkward dates? Impersonal, virtual, of people ghosting you on dating apps? Gordon's Gin and Smirnoff Vodka present Dating Game by Cool FM. Sign up on our website to experience a speed dating like no other, with like-minded people, a singles party afterwards, and the best mixology by Gordon's Gin and Smirnoff Vodka. Starting at 6 p.m., Thursday, August 3rd, in Tacos La Neta Celina Rooftop, Casco Viejo, come enjoy a mixology session, speed dating, and the best music thanks to our DJs. A fun party with the possibility of finding a match that will not ghost you through the phone before even having a chance to meet. And if you don't find a romantic match, we're sure you will find many new friends. If you're between 25 and 40 years old, sign up on coolfmpanama.com and join our singles event this August 3rd in Tacos La Neta, Celina Rooftop, Casco Viejo. Are you ready to match face to face? Dating Game by Cool FM, presented by Gordon's Gin and Smirnoff Vodka.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
I'm awake, at least I think I am. Are you trying to break my heart again? Because I'm made of something different now. I'm made of everything you couldn't take with you. So stop telling me it's over now. I can take anything except the truth. Please lie to me one last time and tell me we'll get through all of this. God, I know I, God, I know I, God, I know I want you back. I can't live without you, can't live without you, can't live without you by my side.
Song. That's a great song. Snow Patrol, by the way. Snow Patrol are made of something different now. Can't remember exactly what the words are. I was listening to them. It says, I'm awake, but I'm not sure. Well, I think that's about right. That sums me up every day, that one. Time for some street life. For Randy Crawford.
Just like a superstar. Travel. morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? Well, happy 5th of July. Whoo, yeah. We had a nice little 4th of July celebration. I hope those of you who decided to or to hang out and whatnot have some good times with July 4th. We had some sparklers. We played some lawn game called Coob and had some great food and that cake that the cook made was fabulosa. Even this one Vela said, man, that is the best cake I ever had. I was very impressed. Yes, I was. It was a great time had by all. We drank a couple of beers. We played Coob, ate some great food. I didn't bring Chelsea at first because, well, she is getting into that time of her month, her year, where she's having her menses, or soon to be, and I didn't want Jack, who has not had his friendly dangles cut off. So I didn't want him to do anything. He's a little short dachshund. Even though he's short, when she lays down, he can reach it. So I didn't want any little puppies popping around, so she didn't come to the party. So I had to run home and get some gas tank because his burner wasn't working, so I couldn't just leave her after she saw me. So I brought her back, and I said, hey, do you mind putting Jack away for a little bit? And they said, yeah, no problem. And so, of course, she's so excited. She's seeing people. She's seeing Luna, and she, boop, knocked over the bucket of chicken. Oh, my Lord, he had a pan of chicken that he had just cooked on the grill, and all of that went poof on the floor. He was not a five-second rule man. No, he said, we'll cook more. And I'm like, it's okay. We'll rinse it off. It'll be fine. He goes, we will not. And you will have fresh chicken. We have plenty of chicken. So my little girl, not knowingly, that knocked over a plate of chicken that had just come off the grill. And she wasn't embarrassed. She wanted to help clean it up. And I said, no. So it was a good time had by all, I must say. Well, today is Humpity Hump Day, driving into the city. So you all get off the road now. It's time for me to come in, and I don't like it when you have traffic. So I will see you soon in the city. Until tomorrow, back to you in the studio.
Run from cages on Highway 9 for women.
Show with Jerry D.
There we go. That is Rihanna there, actually, and Crazy Little Thing Called Love. Before that, yes, after Ingrid's little story for today, Bruce Springsteen, of course, and Born to Run, like, I guess, Chelsea is. Knocking over the chicken bucket. Renee had a good chuckle to that one. She says, Oh, Ingrid, really? The friendly danglers. We'll get all our technical terms correct on this show. Thanks for that, Renee. Also, very good morning to Cedric. Cedric dropped me a line. Says, good morning, Jerry. You gave me a choice of two songs that you'd like to hear. One was Only Takes a Moment, and that's by John Barrowman, which I couldn't find. I don't have that. But you asked for also, you said, or I Am What I Am, and that's by Shirley Bassey. Oh, being a big fan of Shirley Bassey's, that was definitely in my library. And, of course, really quite appropriate for our times today. I remember listening to this many years ago, being a big fan of Shirley Bassey. I Am What I Am.
Or the old place
The best place to be in the mornings.
As I walk this land of broken dreams, it's just an illusion filled with sadness and confusion.
What becomes of the brokenhearted who had love that's now departed? I know I've got to find some kind of peace of mind, maybe.
The roots of love shadows searching for light, cold and alone, no comfort inside,
hoping and praying for someone who cares, always moving and going nowhere. What becomes of the broken hearted who had love that's now departed? I know everywhere, just to find someone to care.
There we go. Yes, I have to get one in, didn't I? Royal Philharmonic Orchestra there. And, of course, that's a Jimmy Robbins song and what becomes of the broken-hearted. Let me say good morning. We're going to take one more piece of music. We're going to check in with Yasmin in just a minute. But I got a message in from Mandy this morning. Haven't heard from Mandy for a while. Good morning to you. She says it's happening. Zombie apocalypse. I need a little bit more information, really. So why is it all happening? That's what I want to know. So anyway, lovely to hear from you, Mandy. And so I don't have lots of zombies, but I'll tell you what I do have. The Zombies that were are a British rock band formed in a place called St. Albans in 1961, led by the keyboardist Rod Argent and vocalist Colin Blunstone. And they had their first British and American hit in 1964 with She's Not There. In the US, two further singles, Tell Her No in 1965 and Time of the Season 68, were also successful. This takes us back to 1968.
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In this time, give it to me easy and let me try with pleasured hands
to take you in this land to
promised land,
to show you everyone. It's the time of the season for love.
What's your name?
What's your name?
Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy?
He rich. Is he rich like me? Has he taken
us
anytime?
Anytime
to show. To show you what you need to live.
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why.
I really want to know.
Brilliant to remember when that came out. The Zombies there, and Time of the Season. We're going to just sort of turn around and say good morning, Yasmin.
Hello, good morning. Happy Wednesday.
It is Wednesday. It's Wednesday. We've got two more days to go.
Mm-hmm.
Got guests coming in this morning, no?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, we've got Lisa Palm coming in.
Mm-hmm.
And Nana from the band Las Vegas.
Go with me, Sandres.
Sorry?
I did.
Of course we missed Andres. He obviously had better things to do.
Oh.
Yeah. No, he's got his own little business, which apparently he's doing quite well, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
So that's good. So, yeah. And no doubt he'll be out with us next week, unless he decides to schedule in another meeting, of course. how was your day yesterday?
Oh, yes, sir, it was very interesting. At the Audubon event, they were talking about mangroves. And
very important, yeah.
Important, yeah. Because they did an investigation about mangrove ecosystems and how they support the local communities. And they were talking about the results of this investigation. Mm-hmm. And, of course, they got a lot of new researchers about it. So we were talking about that yesterday, which is very interesting.
Okay. Mm-hmm. One thing I'm sort of interested... Remember, you sent me a picture yesterday of a rare pink grasshopper.
Oh, yes. I love it.
Well, it was Pride, wasn't it, last week? It was Pride.
Oh, yes.
So, you know, that's why it was pink.
Mm-hmm.
But no, it's amazing, actually, because you sent me the picture in the article here.
Mm-hmm.
It says, a rare pink grasshopper has been spotted in a garden by an amateur photographer.
Mm-hmm.
And now we can have a close look at him. These pink grasshoppers are the result of a genetic mutation, but they typically don't survive long in the wild because their bright colours make them easy targets for predators.
Exactly.
So be careful what you wear when you go out. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Although experts say there is only 1% chance of encountering them in a lifetime, recent warm weather may increase their chances of survival.
Mm-hmm.
Brilliant, isn't it?
Exactly. Yeah.
Hey? Mm-hmm. Yeah, pink grasshopper.
Yeah, but it's sad that it's not, like, it doesn't have a long life.
Well, I mean, if you went around bright pink in the middle of the jungle, somebody would come and eat you, probably.
Yeah, that's sad. But it's cute.
It is cute, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, they say there's 1% chance in your lifetime of seeing one.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now we've seen one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Albeit a photograph.
Mm-hmm.
So that was it. So where did you find that article when you just rummaged? Because you like bugs, don't you?
Exactly. Mm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah, somebody sent it to me.
No wonder you like Andres. So, I got to get it in because I miss him. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, we normally have our little get-togethers on a Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah,
still got time because we've got 10 minutes. So, what about today? What have you got lined up for today?
Okay, today everybody's invited to the social media day. That's going to be at the Ateneo of City of Knowledge, and it starts at 1:00. But I'm going to have the press conference at 10:30.
Okay.
So I'm going to be there early.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's invited to register at 1 p.m. And they're going to have different talks during the evening.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be Jennifer Lopez. I don't know who's she. It's going to be Camila Aybar, Carlos Rodriguez, Wilson Cebede, Olguita Reina, and Nats Guardia.
Okay, so when you go to this event, social media event, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to meet all your 5,000 friends there, are you, or what?
Hopefully.
Yeah.
They're going to be talking about LinkedIn, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, the last of TikTok, and a lot of things about social media.
Mm. Mm-hmm. So we're going to have another Twitter-type thingy starting tomorrow, Thursday, being released.
Really?
Yeah, ever since this is a Twitter thing.
Mm-hmm.
Twitter. Ever since Elon Musk got his hands on it, he's managed to sort of basically destroy it.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what? Our friends at Meta, they are bringing out Threads.
Mm, and that's going to be interesting.
It'll automatically link up with Instagram. So all your friends on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Will be on Thread, I guess.
Ah, okay.
So,
but the bad thing about Meta is that when Instagram is not working, Facebook is not working, and now that thing is not going to be working.
Well, it's like, you know, this is a bit frustrating, really, because, uh-huh. you know, because also, you know, like at home, we used to have a telephone,
mm-hmm.
we used to have an internet, and we used to have a TV.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, they're all locked together.
Exactly.
So, when it all goes down,
mm-hmm.
you've got no telephone to report it.
Yeah.
You've got no TV to watch.
Mm-hmm.
And you got no internet, so you can't even go onto the web.
Mm-hmm.
And it, you know, it's really funny because when that does happen, you suddenly realise
mm-hmm.
how addicted you are.
Exactly. mm-hmm.
Well, if we can't watch TV, oh, not to worry, I'll go on the computer. Oh, damn, I can't even watch Netflix. You know, so you're stuck at home sitting there. It's mm-hmm. like doing a jail sentence. there we go.
Mm-hmm.
So you're doing, so you're going to be busy with that today. Tomorrow is Thursday. We've got a guest tomorrow as well, haven't we?
Mm-hmm.
Now here's an interesting one.
Mm-hmm.
If you are not Canadian
mm-hmm.
and you're thinking of going to Canada, you've probably heard recently
mm-hmm.
that if you're Panamanian, you no longer need a visa.
Exactly.
But if you read the small print. Because I was looking at it, it says, but, you know, you need to have had a visa, I think, within the last 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
So it all gets a little bit complicated. So tomorrow we have the Canadian ambassador coming in to talk to us.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to tie her to the chair and we're not going to let her know go home again until we know how it all works.
Exactly.
So, yes, we've got Kim Ursu coming in tomorrow, the ambassador of Canada. So if you've got any questions with regards to a Canadian visa or now, you know, access to Canada, then we'll be able to sort that out. So if you've got any questions, you can drop us a WhatsApp and we'll ask the ambassador tomorrow. The number, of course, WhatsApp me on 677-188-22, 677-188-22. 677-188-22.
That's good.
In Espanol.
Mm-hmm.
All right, yes, we'll look into your day today. Hope you meet all your 5,000 friends you've got on Facebook.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
All right, love. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Here's a song, boys and girls. Comes from the Moody Blues. It's called A Blue World.
Thank you.
we go, Moody Blues and Blue World. Right, I tell you what, this next piece of music, this was released back in 1987 by Kenny G. I remember when I first came to Panama, when I first moved here, that was in the end of 1993. And I always say how these pieces of music are like a little time capsule, and I remember it was in, I think, about May, June of 1994. My mother, and in fact my friend Neil, when they came out on vacation, that was the first time just after I'd been here. And we did a road trip to Boquete, and in those days it took a long, long time. And Volcan. And always remember, this was being played everywhere, any restaurant, any bar, whatever you went into. It's a beautiful piece of music. It's Kenny G, of course. Songbird, and it'll take us up to the top of the air.
FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
I'm so sick of that same old love.
Are you also sick of that same old love? Those same awkward dates, impersonal, virtual, of people ghosting you on dating apps? Gordon's Gin and Smirnoff Vodka present Dating Game by Cool FM. Sign up on our website to experience a speed dating like no other, with like-minded people, a singles party afterwards, and the best mixology by Gordon's Gin and Smirnoff Vodka. Starting at 6 p.m., Thursday, August 3rd, in Tacos La Neta, Celina Rooftop, Casco Viejo, come enjoy a mixology session, speed dating, and the best music thanks to our DJs. A fun party with the possibility of finding a match that will not ghost you through the phone before even having a chance to meet. And if you don't find a romantic match, we're sure you will find many new friends. If you're between 25 and 40 years old, sign up on coolfmpanama.com and join our singles event this August 3rd in Tacos La Neta, Selena Rooftop, Casco Viejo. Are you ready to match face-to-face? Dating Game by Cool FM, presented by Gordon's Gin and Smirnoff Vodka.
And I tell you what, also don't forget it is a Wednesday night. And Wednesday night, well, enjoy gossip nights. Yes, gossip date with your friends at Smoking Bros. Barbecue Taste and Flow, located in Tumbonweto City Plaza Dorado. And make the most out of their 2-for-1 sangrias and gin. So they are gossip night, 2-for-1. Check it out, by the way, if you want more information, Instagram at Smoking Bros Panama. Smoking B-R-O-S Panama, all one word, Smoking Bros Panama. Go and check it out if you want a fun night out.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Turn me inside out and round.
Show with Jerry D.
There we go. That was Phyllis Hyman following on from Diana Ross. Diana Ross was first up with Upside Down, and it was Phyllis Linda Hyman. She was an American singer, songwriter, and actress. Hyman is best known for her music during the late 1970s. through the early 90s as well. Some of her most notable songs were the one you had, the one that I just played, that you listened to, You Know How to Love Me, 1979. Living All Alone, 1986 was another one. And of course, Don't Want to Change the World in 1991. And she also performed on Broadway in the 1981 musical based on the music of Duke Ellington, Sophisticated Ladies is what it was called. That ran from 1981 till 1983. And she passed away early. She was just 45 when she died in 1995. She suffered from bipolar disorder and depression for years, having been diagnosed in the 1980s. She often self-medicated with alcohol and drugs and frequently spoke about suicide. On the afternoon of June the 30th in 1995, 6 days before her 46th birthday, she died by suicide, overdosing on a mixture of Tylenol and vodka in the bedroom of her New York City apartment. And, you know, these things, because we are having a little bit more attention paid to mental health at the moment, you know, basically due to the things to do with COVID and everybody being locked down. But mental health's a terrible thing. I lost a friend just recently in the last few days from suicide. And it's really, really so difficult to conceive what is in somebody's head that makes them go to that extreme. And, you know, just keep an eye on people and look after yourselves, all right? And let's look after each other. Time on The Breakfast Show, 23 and a half minutes. That's after the hour of 9 o'clock.
You think you're better.
not gone. In actual fact, here. That's Las Vegas. And that was, I guess, we'll never know. And we got Lisa with us. So let's check out the mics. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning.
Yeah, yours is a bit. Try again.
Hey.
Keep
how's
going.
Everybody doing this morning?
Yeah.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, yours is the one that's been giving me a bit of a problem. Link. Try again. Yeah, well, that's enough.
Is that enough?
Yeah.
I'll speak really loudly.
We'll speak to you later. It's probably not working at all.
My mother voice.
Yeah, technology, don't you just love it? Anyway, Lisa, we got to do one of these where I can find it. Oh, yeah, here it is.
Somebody's 40.
For the tenth time.
Happy birthday.
Oh, I love it. Happy birthday. Stevie Wonder for the birthday.
Somebody's 30. Welcome to the third floor.
For the 20th time.
Today is the
time
day we are celebrating you.
No,
happy birthday. Happy birthday.
And there we go. Well, a very happy birthday to Lisa.
Thank you.
You don't look a day over 60, really.
Oh, well, thank you.
Is that all? That's what you said.
My
I love it.
I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to push that mic away.
Okay.
And then move that one between you.
Okay.
There we go. And oh, look, that's much better.
Yeah. Well, depends.
I have to get close to Nano.
We can
hate
kiss.
That.
There we are.
I hate that.
Well, it is your birthday.
Yes.
A little crazy.
That's right. Then not every day a girl turns 30.
No, that's true.
20th
yeah,
time.
It only happens once.
Yes.
Unless you double it, then you can be 60.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway, look, great to see you. Great to see you both.
Thank you.
And you sent me your new single yesterday, which I said I played a number of times. Really good. I mean, the band is very, very tight. I mean, it really is. It really is quite something.
It's because we're old.
But no, normally when you say somebody's tight, it's because they had a lot to drink.
We're experienced.
We are 35 years. We have 35 years worth of experience.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe that's it. We love playing together. I think that's the...
Yes.
Yes. That keeps you young.
Exactly. We love each other. That's great. That's also great. And I think everybody deeply loves their instrument. Jose in the guitar, Juanri with the bass, and myself with the drums. We are in love with our instrument. We spend time with it. We clean it. Jose has, I don't know, 27 guitars.
And he gets a new one all the time.
He gets a new
and
one
it's
every,
just more
every week.
Impressive.
I mean, do they vary so much? I mean, the sound of the guitar. I mean, or is it mainly because of design or... He likes a pink one or a blue one.
I'm a drummer, so I won't answer that question. They're all the same. They all have six strings. No, if you ask him, he'll go into deep into a rabbit hole and explain to you. Of course, they're not the same. They might be the same model, but even the same year, but it's different wood, different finish, different everything, and then sounds different. But yeah, I think it's part of it. I think that's why we sound tight and we want to sound tight.
Mm-hmm.
We should sound tight after this many years banging on stuff.
And Lisa, you seem to have come into your own with the singing as well.
Quite.
Thank you. Thank you. I don't have 35 years of experience in a band.
No.
I sang in the shower a lot, in the car on the way to work.
Right.
Those kinds of things. And I did sing when I was in elementary school and in junior high school. I was in the choir.
Mm-hmm.
And I took it as a class. And, you know, so I have all the training that all kind of comes back to you. But I, you know, we all love the same style of music. We all grew up listening to the same songs because we're all about the same age. I am 50, but, you know, I'm the young one of the group.
Don't worry about it. The Stones are going in their 80s. So,
yeah,
you know,
you'll
have plenty of time to...
Exactly.
I hope I have that man's energy at that age.
Well, you just want to know what they're taking, really, don't you? I mean, I wonder if they go off the stage, my back.
Right?
I think they do, but they have They have masseuse and they have...
Exactly.
They keep the blood fresh and they get transfusions and that's crazy.
The walker is waiting for them right off stage.
Have you ever seen an advert?
And the oxygen mask.
They show an advert and they're all these fans at this band like Kiss, with all the makeup on. And then they're all at the backstage waiting for these poor little old men come out with their sticks or whatever. And nobody knows who the hell they are. So.
They're all painted.
So tell us about the new music. Because, I mean, the one we played was, I think, one of the first ones.
It was the first one. We'll never know.
The first one with you, yeah.
In English. That was the only one that was done in full English.
Yeah.
Kind of transformed into Spanish.
Spanglish.
So how have you you've obviously developed since then. How have you been going about it?
I think when she came in, as she said, she wasn't around when we were making music at 20 at all. When we were making music in our teens or in 20s, we kind of knew who she was, but she wasn't singing, so she wasn't part of the circuit, if you may. But when we heard her, because she's a natural, she has had this talent all her life, but now she's open to exploring, So at the beginning, English was like the obvious thing, and I still think you have a swag in English that you don't have in Spanish.
Yeah.
But we've been migrating because we live in Panama.
Sure.
I mean, it's easier to make it in Spanish or in Spanglish because, to be truthful, that's how we speak.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So with this last song, we wanted to make a point about how much time, and this includes ourselves. It's a critique on us also. How much time we spend on redes sociales,
social media, watching
stuff that
doesn't really matter, has
no meaning, has no real effect. Who's Shakira is going out with whom this month? That doesn't affect me at all.
No,
there's much bigger issues. So that's kind of the thing of the song.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we're going to take a listen. I mean, you must be very happy, Lisa, with the way that, I mean, you've developed.
Yes.
As a rock singer now. I mean, you know, another Stevie Nicks.
Thank you. Wow.
But the thing is, why not? I mean, you're not Stevie Nicks. You've got a different sound. But,
of course.
I think the band and that, but this is so frustrating because I always feel this is the frustrating when we have good, really good musicians, good bands, getting it outside of Panama.
Oh, yeah.
There's no reason why these can't be big hits.
Yeah. Anywhere.
With the digital, with digital platforms, anybody anywhere can hear us. It's just getting the word out that
we exist. But the problem with that, well, of course, is that anybody can make music.
Exactly.
And so how do you pinpoint unless you go around doing the clubs and the pubs in the States or something like that. That's the way to do it.
We're a little old for that. we didn't do it in our 20s. We have
a lot of responsibilities as well.
You're a bit old for that.
To drop everything here, including the wife and the kids, and to go play clubs in the U.S. for two months.
Look, there's a holiday.
it does limit us, for sure.
Yeah.
Our I don't want to say age, but our stage in life that we are in.
There we go. Yes, don't mention age on this program.
No, we're not.
You think you're old? I tell you what, we're gonna have a listen to a single.
Okay.
Adivina.
Guess what it means? Exactly. It means guess what?
Hey, guess what? I don't know. What does it mean?
Yes.
Here we go. Turn the volume up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there we go. I tell you, I like that. We've got to give one of these. All right, that's enough. Thank you. All right, don't overdo it. No, I love it. Very, very. I say the band is tight. Lisa's singing, but you just got to get it out there.
It's out.
Yeah, we're out.
We need to get the word out.
Yeah, we need. Yeah,
songs
exactly.
Out.
Yeah. Now, I mean, you got that. We're going to play one of the others you sent me. One you sent me this morning, which I haven't listened to yet.
So long, I think.
So long, and no puedo mentir.
Yeah. Ah, okay.
There's no two. Problem. We have two others.
Uh huh.
And we're working on more.
We're working on two.
Yeah, this is what it's going to come to. I mean, is there an album coming out?
Well, in July, we're going to take July to work on the next two songs. Because usually we work on one, but that's the way we usually do it. Many years back, not to mention H again, we used to work on 10, 12 songs. That took us, I don't know, 8 months. It took you out of the scene because you had to put together an album.
Mm-hmm.
Now, with the things, the way things work,
you can bring them out as singles. Mm-hmm.
But we want to make two now, and then our next release be like an EP, like a 6-song compilation. It's going to be the four we have with Lisa plus the two new ones.
Mm-hmm.
But I think at least in my head, you have something to hear. You have you come across the band and you go, oh, this is nice, or there's some time. Who's this? It's a woman singing. And then you at least look us up and find half an hour of music, no? 34, 35 minutes of music, continuous songs by us. And I think that's very important because up to now we only had singles. No? I don't think anybody falls in love with a band with singles only.
Mm-hmm.
I fell in love with the Beatles and with Mac and everything. When I had the album.
Album.
And took it out and read the thing. And
I mean,
it was vinyl.
It was cassette and vinyl, yeah.
Yeah. We're not talking about age here.
I remember when there was a Bakelite or whatever it was, and they used to go around at 78 RPM.
That's before.
And tell me, the scene in Panama, is it tight with all the different bands, you all mates and get together?
Oh, yeah. I think I came up in the 90s. And that was a different animal. So Miserable, Los 33, Los Rabanes. That was a scene.
Mm-hmm.
There were many bars. We were hired every weekend. That was a different time. No?
Mm-hmm.
And then it kind of died, and then electronic music or reggaeton. I think after the pandemic, what I've seen is many bars hiring musicians as entertainment, which is great. So I think it's opening up a little bit, but it's nowhere near what it was in the 90s. But I think it's opening up. And yeah, we don't. It's too small to be jealous of or angry or mean to anybody else. So yeah, if it's big, then you get.
Because the reason I sort of say that with that one, too, but we got to pay Filtro Medusa.
Oh yeah, yes. They're great.
They're doing a show this month with the Philharmonic Orchestra.
Well, I want to go to that show. Yeah, I've been to theater many times without an orchestra.
Yeah.
With a 4-string quartet I played, but I want to go see that show.
Because on this program I love playing, because now so many symphonic versions and philharmonic versions are coming out by different. I mean, I've got an album which is Tamla Motown, which they've done again with the Philharmonic Orchestra, and that's really they're really quite something. And it gives you this sort of new lease of life to songs that you used to. Yeah. All right, we're going to play another one. No Puedo Mentir.
Okay.
Tell us about it.
Okay, No Puedo Mentir, you want to tell about it?
Sure. Well, so that idea came out of kind of like a point in life or things that are happening that you just can't sort of like observe or not say something about. And so we originally did it as the four of us write the songs, the work out those songs together, and the lyrics came out sort of together, but the main idea was that. And when we recorded the video for this song, we did it at
Museo de Derechos Humanos.
Museo de la Libertad.
De la Libertad, perdón. And and took that message and applied it to what's happening in Darién, in the Tapón de Darién, where people are crossing. they're crossing Darién to find a better life because of what they're going through, and it's sort of the message sort of fused into that, into talking about, hey, this is what's happening, and we need to sort of pay attention to what's happening, and we can't just close our eyes and not look at that anymore.
Let's take a listen. There we go. That's it. Las Vegas. And we got Nana with us here this morning and also Lisa. And when are you doing live gigs? Where do you normally hang out?
In August, we play El Club Unión.
Right. We play on the 25th.
Uh-huh.
The 19th, we do...
Huega la Fest. There's a Huega la Fest.
That's the Biomuseum.
In Biomuseum.
Okay.
It's some sort of festival...
Food and drink and rock.
Mm-hmm.
To me, those are the best.
Yes.
In a beautiful setting.
Right.
And I think we have a third one in August. So if you follow us at Las Vegas Oficial, anywhere, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube.
Facebook, whatever. We're old. We do Facebook.
We still do Facebook. We'll keep you posted.
I still send letters. Isn't it?
I love that. Nothing thrills me more than to receive something written by hand.
But you know,
because that doesn't happen anymore. Nobody does.
Oh, I
do.
I got loads of fountain pens, and I love writing.
That's beautiful, Jerry. Keep that up.
But
keep
the thing is, I remember when
you
I saw.
You have a PO box still?
A PO box.
Yeah, where you get mail.
No, the horse always turns up in front of the apartment in the little wagon. Wells Fargo, it says. On.
And the guy says, "Your mail's here! Come get your mail!"
The guy stands outside ringing a bell. Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye!
And the whole town goes down. Milk for you, a letter for you.
That's a rock star right there.
Now, tell you one thing I want to ask you before we have to go is the name.
Oh, yeah. I think we talked about that last time we were here. Look, Juan, I was watching an interview yesterday of us. I didn't even... No, it was about the Horacio. But at the end, we talked about us. And then the journalist asked about the name. Because the band has this spicy, is the word he uses. Spicy 70s revival sound. We tend to associate it with lights and whatever happens in Vegas stays in
like
Vegas.
Like a Vegas show.
Right, like the Vegas show vibe
with the lights and the what is it called? Sunset Strip?
Yeah. Something like that.
No stripping.
We couldn't call it Las Vegas because it wouldn't come up. I mean, it would never come up when you look for it. So we changed the A for O. So now we're Las Vegas, which is, and I like that it's a little, could people go Las Vegas or Las Vegas? But it's funny because Americans misspell it all the time. We get taxed all the time, all the time. And I'm like, oh, we have a fan in Iowa. and it's this guy again. Here in Las Vegas.
They misspell Las Vegas, and we pop up as Las Vegas, which works great for us. maybe they'll, you know, click on it.
Maybe.
See our stuff and follow us.
But
from
Ohio. That's the reason. And now, the only bad part is there's a band in Mexico of brothers or cousins or something, and their last name is Vega. And they're called Los Vegas because they're family. So, it's once in a while I get out of like a thing like, yeah, you have 400,000 downloads in Sinaloa or something. And that's like northern Mexican music, right? Uh-huh. Like that's not us. If you look us up, you're going to find at least two Las Vegas, and I think there's a third one. I don't know if it's active. And this is like a Puerto Rican, Dominican, maybe New York, reggaeton guy.
Oh, nice.
I don't know that nice, but he's called Las Vegas also, so what the... maybe he's Las Vegas without the S.
Yeah.
Right. Anyway, that's the story behind the name.
Okay, well, we're going to go out of the program with So Long.
Exactly.
Perfect.
All right. there we go. Love it. So
those were great drums at the end, right?
Yes, they were fabulous. That drummer.
I didn't hear drums.
I was wondering.
I'm drum deaf. Anyway, look, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Nano, Lisa, happy birthday again.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
So, that's it. Big thanks again to Nano, Lisa, Las Vegas. Well, we're going to be playing those, especially the new single. We're going to be giving that a 12 number of times, I tell you.
Yeah.
So, also, a big thanks to Ingrid for our everyday story of country folk out there in El Valle. To Yasmin here in the Breakfast Show studio, our producer, social media, you name it, everything else except playing music, which I do most of the time. Big thanks to my co-producer, Neil Danby, over there in Windsor in the UK, still looking after Mum. Hope everything's going okay. He gets a lot of our background information for us on the show. To the boys and girls at Group of Grada, who turn us on at 7 and will be turning us off in a few minutes' time. Big thanks to them. And you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show. I'll be back with you 7 o'clock tomorrow morning. Whatever it is you're doing between now and then, what do we say? Do it carefully, because I want to be talking to you, not talking about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-da! You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Call FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Karas, co-producer Neil Danby.